Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio, as we're here with two members of the Pella Girls wrestling team as we are about to be at the postseason, Emma Smith and Jenna Van Wyk. First of all, Emma, how exciting is it to be here with the postseason upon us almost, and how much fun has it been so far this winter to be with this group of girls?
It's been really fun. We've had our team grow a lot from the past few years that I've joined in the 4 years. We have been doing good at meets, getting like 8th place at the Megan Black duel. And we have just so many meets that we're doing amazing at lately.
Well, and Jenna, obviously wrestling was not, I don't think, in your future a few years ago, but now here you are and having a lot of success and growing in the sport. How much fun has it been just to have this opportunity that maybe you didn't expect growing up? And how much fun is it now to be here and to be with all these teammates and watch this program keep growing?
Oh, it's really fun. I really love being able to see a lot of girls like me who didn't see wrestling in their future and just seeing the whole program grow. And we just had so many more girls, which has been great. And the team's just such a great atmosphere.
Well, and Emma, wrestling is in your family. And obviously, you have some older siblings who've kind of set the stage for you and your younger siblings to be able to compete. How special is it, especially this year with the three of you together, to be able to be on one team? All the highs and lows that come with it, but also just to have that opportunity to share all these competitions together.
Yeah, it's really cool. I get to see my sisters go and get first place almost every single like duel or tournament, and it's really cool because they just win and win. It's like, well, I'm out here winning with them. It's like a whole experience together. And then also we don't have the whole trouble of like going to middle school and then high school and middle school, and we're just all in place.
Well, and Jenna, just as I kind of alluded to, the growth of this team overall has been fun to watch too, right? From just a couple of wrestlers a couple of years ago to now being able to fill out most weights at most tournaments. And not only doing that, but to Emma's point, having a lot of success. How special is it to be a part of something that's been growing so quickly at a school where wrestling hasn't traditionally been a successful sport?
It's really cool. I love being able to just like see how far I've come in 3 years and just see how far everybody's coming so quickly. And it's just great seeing it grow, not only on our team, but all throughout Iowa, like at the tournaments, competition's getting harder, and it's super fun.
Here with Emma Smith and Jenna Van Wyk as we talk about the ongoing wrestling season. And I mentioned the postseason's coming up, but let's talk about some recent opportunities to be at home. And you've had a lot of chances to wrestle in front of home crowds, even at Central College recently, and then this past Saturday at the Invitational. How fun is that to not only be competing, but to have opportunities to try to grow the sport here locally and to see maybe different faces in the crowd when you're out there wrestling?
It's really cool, especially with Central, since Isabel committed to it and everything, and they're like, hey, come wrestle there. And it's like you get to wrestle in a high school, not just high school level, but then you get to go to college level and see what they do and how they set up everything. So that's really cool. And also we have a lot more people coming to the home meets now than we did in the past because how much we have grown.
Well, and Jenna, just on top of that, postseason's coming up and you've had opportunities, whether it's in a college gym or whatever, to wrestle a lot of different schools. And not every sport gets that opportunity. How do you think that's helped you as a wrestler, that even at our tournament, right, this past Saturday, you had people from MOC Floyd Valley who you may not be able to see? And how does that mentally challenge you as a wrestler to get better, knowing that the only competition in front of you to go to state is somebody who you may not have seen before?
Yeah, it's really good. I love being able to just know that I can only just keep getting better, keep working hard, and just like knowing that the competition is going to keep getting harder just makes me want to work harder.
Well, and big goals for this program. And I know that when I talked to your sister about this at the beginning of the season, she has big goals for herself, but also for the team as a whole. As we're recording this, you have one regular season meet in between that and state qualifying next Friday at Ottumwa. Emma, for you, how do you manage those expectations, knowing that wrestling is so much about day-to-day little improvements to get to the big ones, and just how excited are you to kind of chase some really high expectations and goals?
Yeah, I just really tell myself, you got to keep going. You can't just stop, and you got to work through everything, even though it's hard. The past meet, my sisters both got first, and I only got fourth, so you just got to, like, that's just how it goes sometimes, and you just got to keep going through it until you get to where you want to be.
Well, and Jenna, I've had a chance to watch a couple of your matches lately, and there's been a lot of instances where you get down early and come from behind, and that seems to be a mantra for a lot of this team is, even when things aren't going well, test in adversity, and so much of that is about wrestling as a whole. What have you learned about yourself, and what do you think has prepared you to maybe do that again at state qualifying, knowing you might have to beat somebody from behind in order to get to your ultimate goal?
I feel like just knowing that no matter how far you are behind, it can flip so quickly. You can be, like, almost tech fault and then get pin them, like, it can really change no matter what, so you just have to keep going, and that's just, like, helping me, like, with my mindset and everything.
And then Emma, what individual goals do you have? I assume getting to state, and now obviously Isabella's gone a couple times, I'm guessing you'd love to be up there with her.
Yeah, I'd like to go to state this year and maybe be a national champ this year for going to Florida and Twin Rivers. That'd be really cool.
Jenna, I imagine similar goals. You've had a lot of success this year. I'm guessing you're hoping to have a chance to wrestle on Coralville.
Yeah, my goal is just to keep working hard, and even if, like, no matter what happens, just wrestle as hard as they can and just keep working hard in the room behind the scenes too.
Well, it should be a whole lot of fun. Emma Smith and Jenna Van Wyk, two members of the Pella Girls wrestling team ahead of their state qualifying meet next week. Ladies, thank you for your time. It's been fun to watch you wrestle. Got a great picture of you, I know, the other day, too. Thank you both, and look forward to hopefully seeing you in Coralville. Thanks.
Yes, thank you. Mm-hmm.